Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello, hello, and welcome, everyone. I am your host and one of the producers of the Lizzie T Radio Show. And don't forget, TV show as well. As you know, we have our YouTube channel, and we are starting to record a video show. So we have our studio. We bring people over, and we are interviewing them right here at our studio. But there's some people, like in the case of my friend here from Texas, that can't come to Canada, not right now, or I can't go there. So we're doing some video as well over YouTube and over FaceTime or even live stream. So if you are interested in being part of the show, don't forget to contact us. The email is show@lizzyt.com, show@lizzyt.com, or contact us through our social media. We're pretty much everywhere. We are on Instagram, on Facebook, on obviously our YouTube channel, Twitter, and we just signed up to, well, not just, but it's been a couple of months, we are doing TikTok. It's growing. If you don't have a social media presence nowadays, it doesn't matter if you have a website or not. People don't find you, so they have to search you on search engines, and you have to come up in places, and it looks like TikTok is taking off, and we're there, you know, doing a little funny things and trying to be part of the social network that is there outside of our control. That's really what it is. If you're interested in taking part with us, again, don't forget to contact us through our social or even emailing us directly. If you are interested in being part of the show today, interacting with me and my guests, you are welcome to do so. The number to call us in is 845-277-9288. Let me say that a little slower. However, I have it advertised throughout our social media. 845-277-9288. It is cold in Canada and Toronto, minus 12. It is freezing. On my way to my studio, I had to crank up the fan, the heat in the car, and it seems like it didn't do a thing. Thank goodness I have heated seats. That's the only thing that saved me, because it is incredibly cold. We don't get a lot of cold weathers like this in Toronto. Like other provinces, minus 50 in Saskatchewan, I hear Alberta, but it is cold and not a lot of snow, but it's definitely cold. My hands are suffering still. Talking about the weather, I was just talking to our friends in Brazil, because we do have listeners all over the world, by the way, guys. In Brazil, it's plus 30 right now. They are melting. I'm so jealous. So thank you so much for my Brazilian listeners, and wow, what an honor. Every time I hear somebody that sends me a note, I am in this part of the world, I get so, so excited. We have revamped our website, lizzyt.com, and so you can contact us through there, or again, through our social or our email, and tell me where you are listening from. We have listeners in Australia, in Europe. Obviously, our friends in the United States are a huge follower, and obviously here in Canada. But tell me how did you get in touch with us? How did you get across to the show? And what do you like the best about the show? Love to find out a little bit more, how we can improve. We are coming to the end of the year, obviously, and we are always looking to improve. It's in February. February, believe it or not, is our fourth anniversary. Wow. You guys deserve an applause, because without your contribution, everyone, without your support, without your tweets and your messages on Instagram and on Facebook, this show could not be possible. Sometimes I question myself, should I keep going? Should I keep doing this? And whenever I ask myself that particular question, I get an email, I get a tweet, or I get something that encouraged me to continue going. And honestly, I love it. It's a lot of fun. We all learn different things from authors, from coaches, from our artists, from musicians. It's incredible. Talking about musicians, don't forget that right after the interview, we have our musical section. So the show is an hour long. We have 20-25 minutes with our guests. And then after that, we have our musical section. So if you are a musician and you would like to promote your craft, or you would like a little bit of extra exposure, send us your MP3 at show@lizzyt.com. We have a variety of songs from all over the world, and we don't discriminate. It could be gospel, it could be jazz, it could be rap. One thing I always stress, it has to be PR rated. Profanity is not for this type of show, unfortunately, and fortunately for us. Also, I would like to thank, it's been almost 4 years, as I said earlier, and we have huge support. Natasha Bridgman has one of our huge sponsors. She's sponsoring for the last 2 years, and she will continue to sponsor us. So if you are looking for improvement on your retirement plan or even your kids' education, contact Natasha. And also, we've been sponsored by naturenova.ca. So thank you for your sponsorship. Your contribution, it's been great to, you know, cover some of the costs of the show, and this is awesome. If you are interested in sponsoring the show, again, send us a email at show@lizzyt.com, and we will love to send you a sponsorship packet. It's coming to the end of the year. Believe it or not, everyone, next week it is our Christmas. A week from today, we'll be celebrating Christmas 2019. It is incredible. It feels like it was yesterday when I was talking about Christmas 2018, and we are here 2019. And then next 2 weeks, we'll be on 2020. And we are strong as ever. One thing I do stress, and I always say this, I wish all of my listeners, all of the people that are supporting us, all of my guests, which has been a huge number lately. My account is over 500 guests so far, right from the very first show, from our test. A wonderful, merry, merry Christmas, and a very prosperous new year. And I will continue to wish holiday season and Christmas season throughout this week. We will be off next week, and for the holiday season, we will have some repeat shows, but no live shows for next week. Okay. Well, I don't want to run out of time, and my guest is waiting patiently on the other line. Well, today, everyone, I do have another author. We've been having authors. We go on another rhythm here. We go authors, singers, and coaches, and we go back and forth. But today we have an author. His name is Joseph Van Kerr. I'm very, very excited to have her on the line. He is all the way from beautiful Texas, which is a lot warmer than it is here in Canada. He was post-World War II in a little town called Flemish in Belgium. Joseph was exposed to art daily. His father was a writer and a singer. There you go. Parents always pass on artistic nature to the kids. Installed in Joseph the love of music and poetry since a very, very young life. He is ambitious. He is an IT professional, and love brought him to the U.S. Isn't that always? That's what brought me to Canada as well. And Joseph kept writing portrait but never published anything. When his IT career abruptly ended at the age, he became a significant a factor in finding another career, and Joseph was forced to retire. That's not so bad. It was then when he took the major leap into the unknown world and writing a book. The creative mind find a way like oil on water. Put written dream up a story in a language that is not a native tongue. I understand that completely. And Joseph has a little bit of a background, and I'm going to ask him about that, his personal thing, because we just don't want to know the artist or the famous writer. We want to know a little bit more than that, so we'll ask them those questions. So let's welcome him to the show with a wonderful round of applause, everyone. Let's welcome him. Hello, hello, Joseph, and welcome to the Liz Dittee Show. How are you doing this evening?
I am doing great. Thank you for having me. It's wonderful to be on your show, and I'm really appreciative for the opportunity.
The pleasure and honor is all mine, Joseph. So I know that you love writing, you love poetry, you love music. Anything in particular other than those things? I can read in your bio, you like things like the outdoor. Did you get involved in those things in the United States, or you had the love for outdoors also in Belgium?
Oh, I had it in Belgium too. You know, I joined scouting when I was about 7 or 8 years old, and I have been in scouting till about, when I was 60. So it's quite a long time. So I've been through all the ranks, and I've been in leadership, and I've been a counselor, and I've been a scoutmaster, a little bit of everything, but I loved the outdoors, and I used to teach wildlife, so that comes out a little bit in my book as well. So I used to teach for those young scouts about, you know, the environment and about survival, wilderness survival. So, yeah, I love the outdoors. I like camping, of course. I still like to go out camping and explore nature. It's beautiful. I like the hikes, you know.
Awesome. Yes, I guess you and my husband have a lot in common. He's a wildlife photographer, and he is also a naturalist and an interpreter. So, wow, that's awesome. So, Joseph, let's talk about your book. I mean, I can see by your biography that your family, your father especially, was already a writer and a singer. So there is a gift right there. It's been passed on from your family, from your dad, which is beautiful, which is awesome. Now, you have written this amazing book, which is called 21,000 or 2100 or 2100. I'm not sure how you call it. So can you tell
2100.
Awesome. Can you tell us a little bit about this book? What inspired you, and what is the genre or who will be best? Too many questions all at once. So let's start at what inspired you to write this book?
Well, I had written an outline many years ago, maybe 10 years ago, because I was talking to friends while I was out, you know, with my colleagues, and I said, you know, I love to imagine how life would be in 2100, which is, you know, at that time was about 100 years from now. And so I wrote myself a layout of what I wanted to talk about. Of course, that's the start, right? And when you finally start writing, it doesn't turn out that way, because you, you know, the story grows as you are writing it. And what I wanted to write about was how life would be. And it ended up being about our government controlling the people and how the government manages everything in your life. They tell you, what to eat. They tell you what job you're going to do. They tell you if you qualify to get married. They tell you if you qualify to have children. They tell you as well when you can come and get your child that will be cloned from your and your other significant DNA. So it's a very interesting story, actually, about maybe a little bit too far, taking it too far, but that's what fiction is, right? So, but also the people are all controlled by a microchip that's planted in their brain. So every morning when these people wake up, they go through a transponder and they get their instructions from the government on what they're going to do that day. Now, that's only 80% of the population that have that planted in. The other 20%, which the government calls them illegal, they live in ghettos or they live underground in caves. And they live the life like we know it now, and like the founders of the United States had it meant to be. So that's kind of the two worlds collide with each other, because the government wants, of course, to find the illegal, and the illegal have a very good defense system in such a way that they can, you know, protect themselves from the government. Now, the story is about both worlds and how the government manipulated people. And it's also about, in that story, is a romance woven in. Because one of the IT people on the government side, who she works for the IT, she has been rewarded with a vacation. By the way, you have to earn enough credits to be able to go on vacation. And so she earned those credits and she goes on a vacation and she decides to go on a hike and in the nature, in the Appalachian. And while she is there and while she is sleeping, she gets attacked by a bear. And one of the illegal saves her and kills the bear, and so is the start of a romance between these two. And so that's a little bit about the environment is in the Appalachian, and it's in caves, and it plays as well in Washington D.C. So that's kind of where the story sits.
Right. It's like a little, nutshell, but we don't want to give too much away, Yosef, because we want to make sure that our listeners are wanting to get this as close to Christmas, a perfect, perfect present for you to be able to give to your loved ones, to friends, somebody who is, and I would say this genre is futuristic, and 2100 is perfect. You have a pretty wild imagination, Yosef. I'm very impressed. I can definitely see this book turning into like a movie, because it sounds like one of those movies that you see that in 2040 or 2140 or something like that. But it's definitely science fiction. Is that what you say that is? You can qualify this book in?
It is. Yeah, it is fiction. Yes.
Beautiful. So, who would you say that is the best age, teenagers or adults or middle age or people in our age group? I'm not telling you our age group.
Well, it is. I would not recommend it for under teenagers because it has a little bit of romance in there. And there is a little part in the book as well that's a little, a little sexy. But for the rest, it's a very intriguing story. And, and I would say, teenagers starting up to adults. Yeah.
It's more for a mature audience. Absolutely. Absolutely. Great imagination. I guess you always like science fiction. You always want to know what 2100 will look like. So I guess, putting ideas together amid this great story. Everyone, you're listening right now to the Lizzie T Show. I am with Josef Van Kerr, right from beautiful Texas, Belton, Texas, as a matter of fact. Do you want to be specific? Well, the weather is a lot nicer than it is in Toronto. We're speaking about this amazing book that he wrote. It's a science fiction book for a mature audience. And if you're looking for a gift for Christmas, thanks to the internet and thanks to, I can guarantee I know where the book is. I'm not going to mention until he tells us to. You can gift this to a loved one, a friend, especially if they're into this genre. If you would like to call us in, everyone, for a comment, or you know this fellow, or maybe you want to find out a little bit more about the book, or maybe you have some questions about how to, is there a sequel coming up? All those questions we will be asking to him right after our word of our sponsor. But the number to call us in, everyone, is 845-277-9288. I know you probably are bundled up on the fireplace right now, especially for you Canadians, or finishing up that supper and having that nice cup of cocoa because it is cold. But you could always call us if you're listening right now. You could listen to us on your tablet, on your cell phone, or on your computer. So this is great. The link is on our social media, Facebook / Lizzie T Radio, Instagram, and we are also on Twitter. So tweet us, everyone. I'll be right back with Josef Van Kerr. The book is called 2100.
Hi, I'm Natasha Birchmohan, and I'm reaching out to every hardworking Canadian. The average Canadian spends most of their lifetime paying off their mortgage. What if you can have your mortgage work for you? More time for you, more time for your family, more money in your bank account. Contact Natasha Birchmohan and team, mortgage broker and qualified experts to help guide you towards financial freedom today. Visit us at bridgemoregroup.com or contact us at 1-866-553-7467 or just Google Natasha Birchmohan at Mortgage Intelligence.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
Worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are.
Yes, I want to know who you are, what to do, contact info, anything new. And we're speaking today with author, international author, because his books have been sold everywhere. Josef Van Kerr, he is right now from beautiful Texas, close to Dallas, Texas. Some of you are watching some of those Dallas repeat. There you go. That's what our guest is from. And he is sharing with us his book, his life. How he turned around from, working in IT and now pretty much, author. So this is phenomenal. For you that are listening right now, hopefully you get a little bit of inspiration. If you're obligated to retire, it doesn't mean your life ends. You can, write that book. book, you can write a song, you can become a coach, you can inspire somebody else, and there's always opportunity for you to make your own employment. So, Yusuf, I don't want to forget to let my audience all over the world, where can we get this amazing book, this amazing story?
Well, it is available on Amazon. Yeah, you look for 2100 Joseph Van Keer, but it's also available on my website. That's 2100josephvankeer.com. So there's several places where you can get the book. So
beautiful, beautiful. And I have the links, everyone, on my social media, Facebook /Lizzie T Radio. And I will have the links of the Amazon. Hey, one of the things that I wanted to mention that earlier, but I didn't, is because Amazon has Prime shipping. So if you would like to get this book right for Christmas, for that loved one, for that friend, which is into science fiction, get it, and it will be here before the holidays. So check it out, everyone. So I'll have those links, his website, and the Amazon link for you to be able to get this. So, Van, what would you say, Yusuf, rather, what would you say that the response, I mean, after you've been in the IT, as an IT person, as in the IT career, and now writing, I'm not sure if you're doing this full time, but how is the reaction from friends and family members that, you know, saw you as doing this and now you're writing books and you know, promoting your book all over the world? You're here in Canada now. I assume you're probably in other radio stations. How do your family take that?
Oh, it's very interesting. I had a lot of good comments from, especially from my family, of course, but also from friends and old friends. I mean, I have friends that bought the book in Australia. I have people that bought the book in England. People that bought the book in Belgium, of course, yeah, because they wanted to know. Actually, the first book I sold was to one of my brothers in Belgium. And I told him I was going to send him one. And he said, no, I'm going to buy it, he said. I said, well, thank you. So, yeah, I get a lot of good reactions. We had a gathering when we had a book signing when I actually introduced my book. That was done at the house of one of my children, and all my children were there. And so we had a book signing and talking about the book and all that. And some of them already almost finished the book before I left there. So I am getting some good reviews lately, and it was a surprise to me because I did not expect that. This was a project that I had undertaken, but I've always been in survival mode. Let me say I'm a survivor, and I always like to do things that are a little bit on the edge. And so I considered that at the time that I started, me writing a book was something that I was really, you know, reaching out at the edge. Because, I mean, I have been writing poetry my entire life, but I never published anything because I never believed that people would like to read that. Until now that I launched this book, I suddenly get such good comments, and people say, I even got a review actually today coming in, and the last sentence of that review was, I hope there is a sequel. And so for those listening, that maybe that person is listening, I don't know, but yes, there is a sequel. And it's been worked on, and I don't know, but probably next year that book will come out as well.
Beautiful. Congratulations. I love that. You deserve an applause for that. You know, it takes a lot for you that are trying to watch that book or write that book, and you're listening to this and you say, wow, you know, I want to be like Yusuf, and I wanted to do that. But he said he's just even in the edge, and it was long overdue. And I love when I hear that there are support from family and friends that are there with you 100%. Some of my guests, unfortunately, family was, you know, they turn their backs away from them because they're not pursuing that career that the family wanted them to do. They're doing something else. But that's very commendable, because this is sometimes the career is forever, and you don't want to be miserable in something that you don't like to do. And you actually jump into the next question, Yusuf. I wanted to know if you, what is new, right? The theme of this show is tell us who you are, what you do, contact info, which we can find this book in Amazon, what is new. And you just answer my question, a sequel. That is beautiful. You got the taste of what success that you're experiencing success right now. You're experiencing, you know, that beautiful feeling that people love what you do. And I love what you said. I didn't think people would want to read stuff like this. See, guys, you are always proven wrong. When you think that people are not going to like to listen to my song, people are not going to like to listen to this type of book, it's you saying no to yourself. There's a proof in the pudding right here, Yusuf. You prove yourself wrong, because you know that there are people out there that do want to read what you have to write. So that is incredible. And you were saying that you have more things on the go. So this is not going to be just a sequel. It's probably going to have, are you thinking of like a compilation, more than one book, a version 1, 2, and 3, kind of like a those soup for the soul kind of book, chicken soup for the soul, I mean.
Yeah, chicken soup for the soul, yeah. Well, you know, I've been thinking about it. When I started this book, I never thought that it was going to come to a point where I was going to have to write a sequel. But when I had to finish the book at one point, and I said, well, this calls for a sequel. So now that I am writing the sequel and let's say 3/4 done with it, I am thinking that there might become a third one. So it might be a trilogy. Because the story, you know, expands and it gets bigger, and at one point you gotta come to a stop. But it's so open-ended, the story itself. When you think about the future, 2100, I mean, the sky is the limit, right? So
absolutely.
You can keep going on it. So we'll
beautiful.
See what happens.
And you know what? At least you're doing it, and people are asking about, you know, a sequel, and you know, a trilogy. Why not? Why not? What else you gonna do, right? Absolutely.
Right.
And never know, it might turn into a movie, because those futuristic movies, science movie, and all those movies are very, very popular now.
Wow.
What will be like in the future? So you are definitely in the rhyme term right now. It could be somebody out there could read your book and said, hey, I can turn this into a movie. So you never, never know.
Well, now that you mention that, this week I also was notified that I got an email from LA, which is Hollywood, that my book has been selected for potential option for a movie.
Oh my goodness, see, I knew it. Oh, congratulations. Oh, wow. You must be very, very proud of yourself.
Yes,
you must
it's a
really
very exciting
feel good.
Time.
Yes, I think 2020, it is your year, not 2100. It is definitely your year, and your books are definitely going to be a great success. I feel more now to know that I had you on the show. When you go there and get yourself your Oscar, I would say, hey, Yusuf was on my show first.
That's right.
You never know.
Exclusive.
Joseph, exclusive, absolutely. Joseph, I cannot believe that time is running out here at the Liberty Show. And again, guys, we do have a couple of more minutes. If you do would like to call us in for a quick question or maybe a comment, or maybe you would like to say hello, congratulate him for this amazing accomplishment. The number is 845-277-9288. 845-277-9288. We still have a couple of minutes, and I'm asking the last question. You know, so somebody is listening to the other side of the world. You have friends and family in Australia, and we have listeners in Australia. We have listeners in Africa, here in Canada, the U.S., and Asia. If somebody's listening right now and they're going through a little bit of a hard time, they have that idea, they have that book that they want to write, what would be one word of advice for somebody who needs a little bit of encouragement?
Well, first of all, believe in yourself, right? Don't let anybody tell you that what you're doing is not good, because our creative minds can do miracles. And people are put on this earth, and the goal of the people is to become happy and be creative. You know, no matter what it is that you want to do, you want to dance, you want to sing, you want to write poetry, you want to write books, whatever you want to do, be creative and create value. That is the main message, I think, that I can leave with. Create value and be happy.
Love it. Love it. For you that I just tuned in, if you didn't get anything at all, this is Golden Nugget right here. And I would love to reiterate, believe in yourself. Love it. Love it. I've heard it many times in different ways, but it's never enough not to say it. Don't let anyone tell you that you can't. Those dreams, look at Joseph. He said, nobody will read this type. And wow, look at him. Big surprise. And create value. And that's one of the things that's big for me. That is the biggest thing for me ever. My show, the purpose is to create value. Somebody out there is listening right now and will take value of what we're doing here right now. Not just myself, my whole crew, and especially Joseph. I'm hoping that he inspires you a little bit today. But the purpose of this interview right now, or this talk, I hate calling it an interview, this talk is to be able to get this book out in your hand. You know someone that wants this type of book, is looking for it. It's a great, great time, great opportunity for a Christmas present. Check it out on Amazon. If you miss all the spelling, don't worry. It is on my social media. It is on this website. And you can click and connect and get yourself that copy for your friend or your family member. Joseph, I want to thank you so much for being here today, sharing your life, sharing your experiences, sharing a wonderful story, and being able to inspire us today. I want to thank you for your book, for being yourself, and I wish you amazing Christmas and Happy New Year. And I know that 2020 is going to be the best year for you.
Well, thank you very much, Lydie. I really appreciate you having me on, and thank you for the opportunity. And the same to you. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and may 2020 be your best year as well.
Thank you. Thank you. That was awesome. And that's it, everyone. Joseph Van Kerr. The book is 21,000. Check it out on Amazon. Check it out on my social media. And we'll continue on with our musical section. You that would like to have a little bit of extra exposure with your craft, send us your MP3 at show@lizzyt.com. Right now we have Aaron Todd. The song is called Kissed by the Sun. Enjoy it, everyone.
Don't believe that you can let go of it. You held on with all your mind. You can't wait for miracles. We got don't believe that you're enlightened. I'm a child. Can't tell your river from tears. Learn to smile. We are the ones we're waiting for. No need to search the stars.
one more try. Surely I did have myself convinced that I could fix what already been broken for years. Gone out a better time, or maybe I should see him that way.
And that was Alvina. She is Canadian, right here from Toronto, Canada. The song, it was called Separate Ways. Before that, we had a guest from L.A., rather from New York, and Park Road. He is a producer. The song is a pretty catchy song, Park Row. And we're continuing on with some more songs. We still have a couple of minutes left. We did win over a little bit our interview. But if you would like us to play your song, don't forget, send us your email at show@lizzyt.com. We have Sorrento. Sorrento's been following us for pretty much 4 years since we've been in the air. And Sorrento has written a song. It's called Inside of the Piano. And thank you so much, Sorrento. He keeps sending every time he publishes a song. He sent us this MP3, Inside of the Piano.
At 40, I am friendless. A life built around work. My wife loves me but doesn't understand me. My kids think I'm sometimes odd. I've always been the box that needed to be unlocked. My dream was always to understand the key of screaming in woe, to never wear a mask to be home. Is always mad. Never left the troubles, trenches. I've always been the one. Learning life's lonely lessons. My dream was always to understand the key of screaming in woe. To never wear a mask to be whole. To own my own soul.
I can see you're falling apart. The pieces of who you are, you're not who you used to be. Honey, you just live inside your head. You can break, but you don't bend. You don't have to hide from me. 'Cause we can run.
that, everyone, was Ashley with the song Daria. Ashley is from LA, and we had her on the show about a couple of years ago, and love to talk to new authors and new singers with their solos. So send us your MP3, everyone. Love to play it here. And that's it for today, everyone. Tomorrow we are interviewing another author, and love to hear about her story. Oh, is that her? Tune out tomorrow, everyone. We will be back for another amazing guest, another fantastic day, and another great show. I'm your host, one of the producers of the Lizzie T Show. Bye bye for now, everyone.